serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
All right, we are ready to go here at The Ridge in downtown Chadron. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, your host tonight. We'll go to 7 o'clock on the live radio side, Whiskey and Wings, into the night, and plenty of fun to be had down here in Chadron if you want to join us downtown. And our first guest tonight, we're going to talk with CSC student-athlete Xavier Harrell from the Eagle football team. X, how you doing tonight? Glad to have you on the show.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, you bet. And before we get started, Xavier kind of got baptized into live radio tonight a little bit. X, you were going to be on in the middle of the show, and you're leading things off here to get things started. So big props and kudos to you for joining the show and joining us here first tonight.
Oh, yeah, of course. No problem.
Guy just got out of practice, has just been hitting and sweating and out there making plays on the practice field. Rushed down here. We had him scheduled for later in the show. We bumped him up here to the front because of some unforeseen circumstances. So thanks so much, X. Good to have you. And we'll jump right into it with you. Third year in the program with Chadron State. Sophomore, though, because of the COVID year, so they, you know, that you get that extra year, and it kind of makes it tough to tell who's got that, who's a senior, who's not, who's whatever, but we've got you still for a couple more years. Your true freshman season was during that 2020 COVID year. Having the first four games, those free four games to get started, how did that really help you as you become such a good football player now for this CSC team?
It kind of helped me get a kickstart in, just get a jump on all the other kids my age. I feel like it was sort of trial by fire, hopping in right away, going into the drills with some of those veteran guys like Cole Thurness, Travis Wilson, Noah Kirchhoff, you know, going in with them and being able to match their intensity. And it was just really good to be able to get some competition. I got a couple plays on special teams, like let me get that college tempo. And in general, I really did enjoy it, and I think it helped me a lot.
Yeah, what did you remember the most about that season and, you know, that feeling of like, hey, we're playing college football, one of just 10 schools in the country that gets to play. You were part of all that.
Yeah, it was really good. Like you said, to be one of the very few schools in the country to be able to play and just be out there. I mean, first game, always, of course, there's going to be some jitters and just first college game. But I think all in all, I really enjoyed it. And being able to be out there with some of those older guys again really helped me a lot. They helped me. They walked me through some of the processes and just what it's like to be out there.
Yeah, just a great experience for you to get in and so involved so early. And now you're a household name on the defense and really getting a lot of plays, making a lot of plays for CSC. Last couple of games, fans, if you were at Don Beebe Stadium or listening on the radio and you saw number 28, heard number 28 or heard me call Xavier's name, 10 and 11 tackles in those two respective games. So 21 tackles. You had that really cool interception last Saturday on the tip. You nearly had two of them. Mm-hmm. I guess, did you actually pick that second one and they just missed the call? Or
no, I tried playing it off. I tried scooping it a little bit, tried playing it off, but, you know.
You got to try and sell it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, good attempt on the sell. We wish you had gotten it, but still, it was nice to have the pick, the near pick. Have you been able to make so many plays recently and be so successful on that CSC defense?
You know, the coaches are just putting me in good spots to make plays. You know, we have a sound scheme that allows me to just go out there, play fast. I trust in the guys around me, which helps a lot. I mean, one pick and the one that I almost got were both by guys tipping balls. I think it was Joey tipped it basically right to him. He was able to catch it falling backwards. And then the other one, it was Bobby Peel making a great stop on a slant. And so just, I mean, my teammates around me are really helping me make some of those plays, and the coaches put me in the right spots.
Xavier, do you guys practice that kind of stuff in practice, tipped interceptions, tip ball plays? How does that work up on the practice fields, looking for those things?
Yeah, so every Thursday morning, it's like one of the very first things we do as a defense. We do a turnover drill, and we got a tip station where they throw the ball, and they have a little bag. They pop it up in the air, and you're standing behind, and you just got to be ready to go any direction. And also, one of our biggest sayings on defense, coaches say, tips and overthrows, and then the entire team says, got to have those.
Tips and overthrows, you got to have those, and it's great to be playing alongside guys like Bobby Peel, right? Defensive
exactly.
Back, he helps make your job easier, doesn't he?
Night and day, I just know, looking out there, I'm like, I don't even have to, he's got that side of the field locked down, don't got to worry about it, can be a little harder in run fits, but he lets me, it's that trust out there is really nice.
Yeah, I kind of look at some of Bobby's stats this year and during some of the games, he doesn't have as many because they don't throw it his way, and that's a great compliment for a cornerback as he picks off just about everything on that side. Another big key piece of the defense. We've got Xavier Harrell, linebacker, joining us live on the show at the Ridge tonight. Xavier, the CSC defense, you guys have been challenged by some of the best offenses in the entire country. Your schedule has just been a gauntlet thus far in the year. What kind of positives are you taking? What kind of stuff have you learned playing those great offenses this year as you move forward to the back half of the season here?
Obviously just going through the games and getting that experience against those good teams will be great for us for the rest of the year. I mean, at the end of the day, we want most of those games back, a lot of plays back. But, you know, going through, getting those reps, seeing the best of the best, it seems like, I think will really help us throughout the year.
Who do you think's been the toughest guy to tackle or to wrangle out there, or the toughest scheme to defend? You know, you look at Angelo and then the spread and shred with Utah Tech, Colorado Mines. Just a bunch of different options out there to try and defend, and some tough players.
Three guys that stuck out to me was number 22, the running back from Angelo State.
Yep.
He was really shifty, a really fast guy. Number 12, the receiver for Utah Tech, he was another. I think he was a Washington State bounce back. He was running some nasty routes. And then from this past game, their quarterback, I think John Matoka is his name.
Yeah.
He was just get out of the pocket. As soon as he got out of the pocket, able to make some plays. But being able to see them, seeing the best of the best, I think really helps our defense and helps us, you know, prepare. And now that we've seen what the top looks like, go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Xavier Harrell, our first guest tonight, CSC linebacker on the football team. We've got more guests coming up here this evening as well. We're live at the Ridge on the CSC Sports Roadshow. Invite you to come down or listen as well here on Double Q Country. Xavier, Fort Lewis coming up on Saturday. Schedule kind of lightens up a little bit, which is good. I know you guys are anxious to get out there and get that win. What do you get really excited about when you see another game on the schedule with Fort Lewis on the way?
I mean, just to get out there and play again, to be honest. You know, we obviously, coming off a loss last week, we just want to get out, show what we can do, fix the mistakes from last week. And just, I mean, we all love playing football. We want to get out there, play with our teammates, have a good time, and just, yeah, show out on the field.
And I'm sure you guys have plenty of respect for whoever you're playing,
exactly.
Whether it's Mines or Pueblo or Utah Tech, mm-hmm. or Fort Lewis or teams that are struggling. You can't ever overlook somebody, can you?
Exactly. That's one of our biggest things going into this week, is we have to prepare. We have to do our jobs. It's not about what the other team does. It's about what we do. We need to do our 1-11th, is what Coach Sassy always says, as a defense. So it's about us, really.
Xavier, you're from Colorado. You ever been out to Durango before?
I honestly don't think I have before. I've never been that far south in Colorado, so it'll be interesting to go out there, see what's down there.
Yeah, nice place in the state, actually. I've been out there a few times this time of year. It's going to be real nice with the colors changing and all that. Hopefully a nice win for you guys on Ray Dennison Field. So the Skyhawks coming up. Let's get to a couple kind of fun ones with you here. Xavier, who is the hardest hitter on the CSC defense? It's okay if you say yourself.
No. I'd probably have to say there's two guys that I think of immediately. One of them's Mossy. Mossy will pop somebody coming across the middle or just coming off the edge. And then another one that we're getting back this week and I'm really excited about is Bramer, coming downhill from safety and just flying out of the cannon and hitting people, filling that hole.
Yeah, Brandon Bramer. So he's coming back, we think, this week, hopefully?
As of right now, that's what I think the game plan is.
Yeah, that's awesome. Coach was saying he hoped to have Brandon back,
yep.
And he's been hoping the last couple of weeks would be the one, and he does hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a couple of nice big hits this year, too. Did you get the new chin strap to keep that helmet buckled in? A couple times it popped off.
I did. I got a couple new air bubbles in my helmet, too. You know, some of them were deflated, so I mean, had to get that fixed right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Xavier, who is the funniest guy on the CSC defense? Who's keeping it loose out there for you guys?
I think it's probably unanimous on the. I think everybody would have to say Kobe Whipple. Just always got something for somebody, always just joking around, keeping the mood light, and, you know, just having a good time out there.
Anybody from the group of guys who nicknamed themselves the Hippos has got to be a pretty funny
guy,
right?
I think it was his nickname, too.
Of course it was.
Yeah,
Whip's a funny guy. I was kind of my guess that you might say that he was the funniest guy on the defense. How about the best Madden player on the team?
Oh, I don't know about on the team. Madden's not really my game of choice, so I'm outside of that scene. But I do see Mossy posting Snapchats of just videos of the score, and he's beating somebody by 50, and it'll just be one of his victims. I don't know.
So,
seen a couple DBs on there.
If Madden is not your game of choice, what is your game of choice? What do you play?
I've been playing Call of Duty for a long time. You know, during the school year, I got a pretty busy schedule, so I can't really play as much video games, just be watching Netflix. But, yeah, Call of Duty.
You know, I've seen the CSC esports team has kind of become a big thing. And can you do that, too? I know they have some matches and games going on right now. Is there any way you can combo and do both?
I don't know. I haven't really looked into it, to be honest. I've just been full football and full sport right now. trying to keep that balance.
Yeah, well, and there's a good reason you're doing full football, full school. And we'll get to the academics part here in just a second. It takes a lot of concentration with the field you want to go into. But sticking with sports for the time being, what has been your favorite game, your favorite play as a CSC Eagle thus far in your young career now, 2.5 years in?
I probably have to say I got to my favorite game, or it was the spring game my freshman year. It was the first time I actually got to go out there and get a couple drives in on defense up against UNC, and I felt like that was the first time I was truly able to feel comfortable out on that field, get those freshman jitters out, and just go show out. And then also my first true tackle as a freshman, I think, was against Nebraska Kearney. It was down on kickoff, and I ran down, just made a play, and it felt good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just being able to get one under my belt.
Great moments. First time ever on the field, first tackle on the field against a rival like Kearney. Xavier, I'm curious if you'd like to see that kind of spring football come back, where you got to play other teams. You went down and scrimmaged against the D1 team. It was essentially a game, but the Wayne State was more of like the scrimmage. Practice against each other, and then you guys got to go bang some pads out there a little bit. Would it be cool to do that every year, to play other schools?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think we all love it, getting to go out there and hit somebody other than yourselves. I mean, because you know, in spring ball we get tired of just going up against each other every single day. I mean, it's nice though to go out against another team, get to show what you've been working on, and go out there and, you know, get a win if you're keeping score.
Yeah, absolutely. Xavier Harrell, our guest tonight to start things off on the Security First Bank CSC Sports Roadshow. What other college football or NFL teams, players do you watch or like? Do you watch a lot of other football?
I do. The Baltimore Ravens are my team of choice. I've been watching them for a long time. Ed Reed and Ray Lewis were my two guys when I was younger. I got a whole bunch of jerseys of them at my house. And college team, I don't really got a college team. I just enjoy watching football on the weekends, whatever game's on. If it's a close game, I like watching it, trying to see what they're doing, and watching those guys make plays.
Sunday ticket? You have Sunday ticket? You watch a lot of NFL or no?
Red zone mostly. My house is red zone mostly. Yeah, we just got to put our plan all day long, and we're just sitting in there doing homework.
I kind of run my own red zone on Sunday. Flip it around all the time. I can't ever just sit on one game, see as many as I like. But you started talking about the U a little bit with Ed Reed and those guys. Are they ever going to be back? Are they ever going to be what they were? I remember a lot about those teams. They were some of my favorite as well. And, man, they got a long way to go. Those were legendary.
They do. I mean, that team is something hard to replicate. I mean, the amount of guys that they, like Hall of Fame guys specifically, that came out during that generation is unreal. But that's something hard to replicate. I mean, not really sure.
But you're out there doing your best to be like an Ed Reed type, like a stud linebacker from that spot, Reed at safety. I mean, we can just go up and down the list of guys. Patrick Buchanan, a guy I remember as safety on that team from way back in the day. But let's move forward a little bit here, Xavier. You're planning to get into the medical field. So now we'll kind of look at that in the academic side. This is what's so amazing, you know, for you guys to be able to handle the sports and the school and everything that goes along to being ultra successful in both of those. I just think it's magnificent. And, you know, Coach Long says you're going to be a doctor. You want to be a doctor. What area of medicine do you want to go into?
You know, it's still like early-ish right now, but right now I'm planning on going to med school, and then I'm going to try to become an orthopedic surgeon.
Wow.
And I mean, I haven't thought that far ahead yet, but like something like being a team surgeon, and yeah, I think that's my plan right now.
That's exceptional. Have you always wanted to do that, or is it something that came about just being a player and seeing how impactful those guys are?
I've wanted to be a doctor since I was a little kid, really. I mean, no real influences. My dad's a lawyer, my mom's a teacher, so I decided to go a separate route with it.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, that's terrific. What's your official major right now, and is that part of the RHOP program here?
No, I think for RHOP you have to be from Nebraska in order to be a part of it, but my official major right now is human biology. I think both me and Pete are thinking about double majoring in human biology and chemistry.
Pete Crone, our tight end?
Yeah, I have all of it. We have the exact same classes, exact same times.
Maybe so. You guys will have a practice or something next to each other when you're out of school, and you get to work side by side as a couple of CSC former football players and doctors right there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
That would be amazing. So do you get to spend a lot of time in the new Coyle building on campus, huh?
Yeah, I do. It's awesome. I really enjoy it. There's state-of-the-art stuff in there.
Yeah.
There's like the cadaver labs for where we have to go for my anatomy class. It's really great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing building. I got a little tour of it and was just kind of blown away about it. And, you know, how much does it help you as a student to have a facility like that and those kind of resources as a student?
I mean, it's, like I said, it's a night and day difference from where we were last year. I really enjoy it. I think everybody, like, just across campus, if you have a class in there, you know how much of a difference it is. I mean, entirely new lab setups, even just the classrooms. It's just an entirely different feel, some study areas throughout the building, and I think it's a really good addition to the campus.
Awesome, awesome. Xavier, thanks so much for being on the show here tonight. You had 10 tackles and 11 tackles the last 2 weeks. How many are we going to get from you on Saturday at Fort Lewis? 15, 20?
I'll try for it. I'll try for it for sure.
All right. That'd be great. It's going to be awesome to see out there on the field. X, thanks so much for hustling down here. I know I called you down a little earlier than we had planned, but you were a great sport about it. Really enjoyed having you on the show. Wish you the best of luck in sports and academics.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. That's Xavier Harrell, fans number 28 on the jersey when you're watching Eagle football. As great guest tonight, Xavier here at the Ridge. We're going to come back with our next guest. Stay with us here. We've got more on the way from the Ridge in Chadron. It's Whiskey Wednesdays at the Ridge. Our show presented, as always, by Security First Bank.